Greetings from Bonn, Germany, and welcome to the first edition of the ESD podcast, the podcast of the magazine European Security and Defense. Our guest and interview partner today is Dr. Thomas Kaufmann, Vice President International Business and Services at General Dynamics European Land Systems, or in short, GDELS. Thomas, a warm welcome to you.
Thank you very much, Jürgen. Hope you're doing well.
Well, I am. I'm trying hard. Okay, Thomas, on the 20th of October, GDELS sponsored an international conference on military mobility conducted by the American think tank CEPA, the Center for European Policy Analysis, under the leadership of General Ben Hodges, or retired General Ben Hodges to be precise. Obviously, military mobility is one of the priorities for the European Union throughout the upcoming decade. What is your opinion with regard to this prioritization, and which consequences do you conclude for GDELS product strategy?
Well, first of all, we are very grateful and highly appreciate the work what General Hodges and together with CEPA is doing in this regard and for the importance of military mobility. So we highly appreciate the work what they're doing, and that's why it was clear to us to support here a workshop on military mobility to identify real areas of issues and also respective action items, what we have to do concretely. I think the military mobility itself has been identified as a priority, as we have there a PESCO project where all the member states are agreed with. The same is with the European Commission. We have our own military mobility project, which is fully funded. From that regard, I think the prioritization and the priority for this topic when it comes to our collective defense in Europe is quite clear. And deterrence only works, what General Hodges also clearly stated, and it only works if we consider the relevance of speed. We have various players and stakeholders involved, like NATO, the European Union, also the member nations and the states. And the task is, if you talk about deterrence and collective defense, to recognize a threat, to give a political answer and decision to this threat, and then take an action. And of course, in our domain, which would mean that you assemble forces and you project military forces just to deter a potential aggressor from further steps. And to achieve this successfully, I think there are two elements which we need to consider. First, it's military mobility. In principle, how can we bring land forces from A to B? And here we have to clearly focus on the geographics and other obstacles, and I come to this maybe in a minute. And the other topic is that within collective defense, we are working as a coalition force, which means interoperability, a common operational picture, secure ready communication, only a few tasks which we have to focus on that we can work and cooperate together. At the moment, when we talk about the European Union and the project about military mobility, we in principle focus on how we can deal better with the administrational burdens and obstacles we have compared to the commercial traffic in Europe, where we have Schengen. We do not have a military Schengen in Europe. So it's quite complicated for a military unit to leave, for instance, Germany and then will be deployed in Estonia. We have to cross several borders, customs, and there is not a smooth process in place yet. A part of that, we also have to look at the infrastructure, a road and railway infrastructure. We have limited transport capacities when it comes to railways, and of course an aging infrastructure. Routes are not necessarily capable to carry military vehicles which have a last higher than MSC 80. So military mobility is quite a complex task, and for us as a land system supplier, we have to clearly focus on how we give an answer to our customers so that they can accomplish their mission.
You refer to the requirement of the availability of sufficient mobile bridging capabilities to compensate the persistent infrastructural deficits. So how can GDLS contribute to this objective?
Well, it's not only about insufficient bridging assets what we have, which is clear, that is one element. It is about whether do we have the right forces. And maybe a comment also here, when we look at our land and our vehicles, our land system, so to say. Our portfolio, our GDLS portfolio, comprises of tracked and wheeled armored vehicles. And we focus here clearly on medium forces when it comes to the weight class. Here we talk on a defined limit of MLC 50. Because we have to consider that a vehicle in an army is part of an overall system. That means you need to have the right and capable bridge assets to carry your own vehicle. So that's why we focus on that area clearly on weight, on dimension of the vehicle, on the mobility, that we provide also increased payload. We focus in interoperability, as I said, European defense based on coalition force. And integration, as I said, is important for us, integration of a vehicle into an army system, that we have the right bridge assets. The simple issue we have in Europe is that we don't have enough bridges. And the way how we think we can approach this, first of all, we took a step, and you can see this on our Cobra bridge, where we have separated functionality from mobility, so that we can use our bridges as a module which can be carried by various vehicles. Another topic, as I mentioned before, is the weight topic, where we have to focus. But also here we are given answer. With new bridges we have, which can carry last class higher than MLC 80, and with our amphibious systems, also here we can carry very high last class. So our product portfolio, the others we can give, first of all, we have the portfolio for tracked and wheeled vehicles. We have the bridge assets for it. And of course, the service is what you need, that you can maintain your fleet on a very high level of availability.
With the EDIDP, the European Defence Industrial Development Programme, and soon with the EDF, the European Defence Fund, the European Union aims at increasing competitiveness, efficiency and innovation amongst the European defence industry. How important is cross-border industrial cooperation in today's defence business? And how is GDELS managing this important requisite? And what is GDLS' unique contribution given its extraordinary position as transatlantic partner for land defense in Europe?
Well, first of all, cooperation is in our DNA, I would say. If you look at our company setup, GDLS has home markets in Germany, Spain, Austria, Switzerland, and other European countries. And we are dealing with different cultures. I think we have developed a very unique spirit of cooperation among ourselves. And when we took the step that we say cooperation is so important to us, we said we need to bring this beyond our own company. So cooperation then with other industries in Europe does also fit very well in the overall strategy of the European Union. And let me maybe explain this a little bit further. Well, first of all, we have different armies and users in Europe, and this will not change. We have various armies, which is okay. We are called coalition forces, which means also that our users, the military user, they have different user requirements. But on the other side, it's also obvious and also clear that every country has an economic requirement from their local industry. And how can we bring both elements together in terms of various user requirements, but also various economic requirements? And here I think the model what we have established or developed is the following. Our role as a prime contractor is simply to deliver the product on cost, on quality, on schedule. And it's important when you look at our product strategy, the way how we have brought the different user requirements on one platform, we simply have defined a common base platform, which modular design and open architecture. That means we can give to our various military users an answer to their military requirements based on one platform. And when you look at the economic requirements, we have developed there a very advanced model of cooperation, of industrial cooperation and participation, which also based on the modular design and the open architecture of our product. because with this, first of all, we can foster defense cooperation across Europe, which is key. I think Europe needs a robust industry base across Europe, not only in a few member states. It is important that we have this capability across all member states, also for the security of supply. And on the other side, we need to assure commonality and interoperability among the military users, among our coalition forces. And the step what we have taken, because this is our long-term industrial growth strategy for our partners, if we launch a program in a country, the first thing what we do is we seek to a direct participation of the local industry in the program itself, either as a partner, subcontractor, supplier, various possibilities. Over the course of this project, we make very good experience to see whether this partner is first of all reliable and competitive. And if that is the case, if they use the opportunity of a joint program to demonstrate their capabilities and reliability, we're more than happy to qualify them as a member in our global supply chain. So they can then benefit as a next stage from our export opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So that refers to other export programs too then?
Correct.
A kind of partnership, okay.
Right. Yeah. So that you can, in principle, you build up a capability on your own program, an industry capability, and to make this sustainable, as a sustainable business for the local partner, he gets opportunities coming from our export opportunity. And that means for us, that's what I'm saying, we have more than 4,500 partners and suppliers across Europe. Gives us also a lot of flexibility to respond to various requirements from our customers. And we can give also very, very advanced terms when it comes to delivery. We can deliver fast. But a part of this, we said, okay, level number one, direct participation, level two, involvement in our global supply. There need to be more. Because in a lot of countries, we see very, very interesting technologies and companies which do not have direct market access. And here we want to act as a technology partner to open the market, a kind of an innovation network what we have established there and what we want to further proceed with. And last but not least, a fourth layer. This is, and here it's good to be big, and GD is a big corporation, that we can leverage other businesses or other partners to invest in this country. So with this, you have a kind of a macroeconomic effect, which provides then to a customer not only a good product, but also he gets a tailor-made industry concept with sustainable business opportunities. And I think this makes our approach quite unique.
Let's conclude by taking a look at GDLS position and positioning in Germany. In 2018, you acquired FWW as a maintenance and overhaul specialist for military vehicles in Neubrandenburg. What has been the consequences for your strategic alignment on the military service business since? What are your additional business priorities with regard to the German market, particularly in view of your most recent success in providing the military medical service of the Bundeswehr with 80 highly protected Eagle 6x6 vehicles?
Well, first of all, the reason when we took over FWW, a qualified service provider for the German army, the rationale was quite simple. The army needs to increase their level of availability for their vehicle. And for that, you need to have industry capacity, regardless where it's coming from. Most important, the key question is, do we have enough industry capability to satisfy the demand from our army, from the Bundeswehr? And here we said we can, and we already have service business with our sites in Kaiserslautern, for instance. But we said we can increase and also enhance our service offering to the German Bundeswehr by adding another qualified service provider into our portfolio. We have significantly invested in the site in Neubrandenburg. And if you look today, I think you will see a very interesting and modern and good performing operation there. We focus clearly on increasing effectiveness, on health and safety, environment, We wanna be a reliable partner for the Bundeswehr. We wanna win our programs through open and fair tenders, and we wanna offer our service offerings and our product offerings to our customers. So we're following the same rationale that we like with other customers. But we're particularly pleased, of course, when I look to the German ambulance vehicle, the so-called MG Sun program, where we have been able to win with our Eagle 6x6 this very important competition for us. First of all, it reconfirms the high satisfaction of the user with the vehicle itself. Otherwise, I would not say that a customer is coming back and buy another product if he's not satisfied with the one he has already in service. And secondly, with this step, we have been able to introduce also the 6x6 platform of this great vehicle with the ambulance vehicle. The program is currently under execution. We are defining the specification together with the experts from the customer, and our objective is to deliver them the best ambulance vehicle available on the market today. And we will stay focused on this, and we're very pleased to be also a reliable partner for the Bundeswehr in the future.
Excellent. Thank you very much for this interview.
All the best. Stay safe and talk to you soon.
Yeah, all the best to you, and stay safe, if not to say stay negative. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.